components of performance monitoring and measurement. Establishing performance metrics, identifying and defining relevant performance metrics, aligning metrics with strategy goals. See, we have spoken enough about how performance in the strategies are to be measured, how the KPI is to be defined. So it is about establishing performance metrics. Data collection and documentation. So once you have defined the performance metrics, you have to collect the data regards to the processes and the systems. You can use healthcare records, you can use electronic health records, you can do surveys, you can have feedback. So all these way we can collect a data which is to understand the performance of the processes. Then we do data analysis, then we transform the data into meaningful information. Technique includes statistical analysis and benchmarking. Key performance indicators, specific metrics to gauge hospital performances, example, patient satisfaction scores, readmission rate. Comparative analysis and benchmarking, comparing performance against benchmarks, identify areas for excellence and improvement. Continuous quality improvement. Data and insights drive quality improvement initiative. So once we understand, we define our KPIs or performances goal, we collect the data, we do collective analysis, and then we plan quality improvement. Then we analyze and we ensure that it is a continuous process. Key component of continuous improvement. Yes, quality is continuous quality improvement. It's a continuous improvement. Okay, it can't be that there was a problem, you resolved the problem, you implemented changes, and then you forget about the changes. It is all about continuous improvement. So you understood the problem, you evaluated the problem, you collected the data, you did the analysis, you planned the implementation changes, and then you again evaluate again for the changes what you have made, and then again the cycle goes on. So it is a continuous improvement. We have to ensure that we work on a continuous improvement method for a better patient outcome. So here, assessing current quality levels and identifying areas of improvement, collecting data on clinical outcomes, patient experiences and process measures. Establishing quality standards, setting clear measurable quality standards, benchmark for performance evaluation, team engagement, a collaborative effort. So whenever you plan a change, there has to be a collaborative effort. One person cannot define the change. It has to be an effort from all the aspects of the people, all the team who are involved in that process. So we have to ensure that is a collaborative effort involving the professionals, administrators and the staff. This fosters the culture of continuous learning and innovation. So, you know, the staff feels the part of continuous improvement. There is innovation. The data collected is, appropriate. They support in implementing the change. So team engagement is very important, where they should be aligned with the goals of the department. Root cause analysis, identifying underlying cause of quality issues, preventing recurring problems. See, there will be some issues which will be recurring in the hospitals. We have to get into the depth. We have to understand what has been the root cause. We have to do a root cause analysis, understand the cause which is revolved around the problem, and then go ahead and solve it. Process redesigning, streamlining processes and workflow, reducing variability, errors and delays. So while we identify the problems, we identify the root cause, we also do process redesigning. We streamline the process and workflows, reduce variability, errors and delays. Continuous training and education. See, once we have designed the processes, we also have to ensure that training and education for healthcare professional is done. Ensure staff members are equipped to deliver high quality care. So you have to ensure while we make changes, the staff is trained. The staff is trained to implement the change, to accept the change. So you have to ensure that continuous training and education program is ongoing. That helps in delivering the quality care to the patient. That improves the patient outcomes. IT integration and hospital operations. Information technology plays an important role. With digitalization in healthcare industry post-COVID era, we have seen a lot of new technologies coming and accepting by the hospital. So let us understand it in more. how IT integration in hospital is. So it's crucial. Yes, it's crucial in hospital industry. Vital for modern healthcare delivery and management. Basically, technology keeps us updated, upgraded, and it also keeps us on a better, competitively at the higher level as compared to the industrial norms. It transforms the way the healthcare services are delivered and managed, revolutionizes traditional healthcare approaches, make healthcare more patient-centric and efficient. So with a transformation or acceptance of IT integration, we can provide better, care, our better patient care, better efficient patient care. It revolutionizes the traditional healthcare approaches. It enhances the efficiency. It automates manual processes, reducing administrative burdens. See, it reduces the wait times. It streamlines the processes and operations and accelerates patient care. So eventually, it is going to benefit the patient if we, promote IT integration in healthcare. It improves the quality. The clinical decision support embedded in electronic health record enhance clinical decision making. So while we collect the manual data as compared to the collected data through the systems, is far more correct, accurate, in a better condition to take a better decision, clinical decision making. As it is error free, it reduces errors basically, it promotes best practices and improves patient safety. So clinical decision support systems embedded in healthcare electronic records. It ensures safety. It introduces safeguards against errors, medication administration mistakes, and inaccuracy in diagnosis and treatment. So it helps us, understand if there are any errors. It helps us evaluate if there are any errors. The key metrics aligned with the integration gives us a data which is used in a better outcomes and ensures safety of patients. It enhances accessibility, breaks down geographical barriers. So as, let's speak about telehealth where, patient sitting anywhere in the world can get treatment from wherever he wants to get treated by. Through telemedicine, telehealth solutions, we also have tele-ICUs, we have tele-radiology, we have tele-cardiology. So we are evolving around, with the IT integration where we are bringing healthcare near to patient or it's at the patient's doorstep. I would say more than a doorstep, it is with patient with a click. It extends the healthcare services to remote and immobile individuals. See, previously the transportation of patient, immobile patient is difficult. It is very difficult. You have to, get the patient through ambulances. But with the accessibility of telehealth, telemedicine, it has bridged the gap. It has bridged and it is providing a better services to the patient. It is actually creating the patient satisfaction rate. It is basically making the healthcare accessible for all. The key areas of IT integration and hospital operations, electronic health records, yes, digital patient records for improved care coordination. They help us to understand better. We understand with a click, a consultant can review all the patient records. If there is a new referred patient from another consultant, it reduces duplicacy, it reduces error reduction, it reduces error, and there is evidence-based decisions. The data is available across the organization. It is available to the patient at a click of a button. The data is more accessible. The health records are more accessible to the consultants, to the patients, which helps in better and improved care coordination. The clinical decision-making, decision support system, real-time guidelines for healthcare professionals, alert for drug interactions, diagnostic recommendations, and personalized treatment care. So let us take an example. Okay, so we had a system in our hospital where I, sitting in my room, could have an access to the patient's information waiting in OPD. I would get an alarm if a patient is waiting for more than 15 minutes, and I would have to go and do a manual intervention understanding why there has been waiting. But all that available data was at just a dashboard. I do not have to physically stand there to understand, because eventually the hospital had around 80 to 100 OPDs where it was so difficult for one person to be all around the place. But with the click of a button or with this dashboard access, I was getting a real-time understanding of the departmental. I was understanding the real-time bottlenecks of the department. If there is any stuck, or, you know, if there is any increased waiting time, then the benchmark we had. So it was better coordination, better administrative analysis, and it would eventually help patient, because with the once I would get the data, I would actually understand why there is a delay. We would if there is a surgeon's delay, or if the consultant is not on time, or if there is a consultant is taking time to evaluate the patient, we would coordinate with the patient, provide him alternate services where the satisfaction rate would go up. He would be happy that his wait has been acknowledged. He was happy that he did not have to go back to reception desk shouting and yelling, saying that he has been waiting for more time. So it helps in real-time guidance for healthcare professionals. Sitting in a room, we could evaluate the whole OPDs. We could understood those 80 to 100 OPDs where there is a delay going. And that was just access on a button or a click on a dashboard we could see. So it helps in better performing the, you know, better performance of the hospital, better providing the services, and eventually improving the patient experience. Alert. So we also have alerts for drug interaction, diagnostic recommendation, and personalized treatment. So it, you know, basically the it helps in clinical decisions, it helps in administrative decisions, and it provides like a support system. Telehealth and telemedicine. We have long enough spoken about telehealth and telemedicine. We have understood that how, you know, it bridges the gap between the patient and the healthcare facility, how it reduces the patient's cost, how it reduces the patient cost, how it improves the patient satisfaction. So telemedicine and telehealth play really a very important role. Health information exchange, secure exchange of patient data among providers, improved care coordination, and reduced duplication. So we understand, for example, now let's take an example, a patient who has arrived, year ago or years ago, 2 years ago, his data is filled in the HIS system, and a patient after 2 years, he comes again. He doesn't remember his any information. For some reason, he doesn't remember his past clinical history. And because the patient is old, so here we exchange, we with the patient's UHID or unique ID could retrieve the data, retrieve his previous data, understand. And if he tries to, create a new UHID, we could avoid the duplication because it is mapped against his birth date as well as his name. So once we try to, re-register the patient, we get a alarm, which tells us, oh, this patient already exists in the system. We compare the patient's details, we identify, we use the IPSG goal where we identify the patient's and then we do not do the duplicacy. So, you know, IT helps us also in improving the care coordination and reducing duplications. Digital imaging and picture archiving and communication system. See, PACS has really played an important role. There are companies, or I would say there are setups which do reporting of a CT scan done in US. So we have come that close. Though, where we can give care to the patient in US, we can evaluate their report. There are tie-ups with this company where we do teleimaging, or, basically it has bought things quite near. The digital storage and sharing of medical images. The medical images from US are showed for a center in India, where they do the reporting of that image, and that is accessible to the patient in US. So we have come, PACS have bought imaging closer, access collaboration for efficient imaging services, health information system and analytics, comprehensive data capture and analysis for insights, support for performance measurement, quality improvement, and strategic decisions. So health information system gives us tremendous data. It gives us enough data to create analysis, to do the analysis, which eventually helps us do the performance measurement and eventually help us build a quality improvement plan and make strategic decisions. Workflow and process automation. Automation of various hospital workflows, reduction of manual errors, improved efficiency, and more time for patient care. Yes, so your team automatically gets more time for patient care rather than, you know, documenting manually, making errors, improved, which it also improves the efficiency. Patient engagement and communication. Patient is empowered through digital tools. Secure patient-provider communication and self-management. So it helps us communicate with the patient. Like I told you, telehealth bridges the gap, and then you are very comfortable. A patient can access the data, use the digital tools, and chat with the concerned consultant in case of emergencies, in case of need. The data security and privacy. Robust security measures are used to safeguard patient data. HIPAA is a regulatory body which ensures that the compliance with the privacy regulations. So it monitors the compliance with the privacy regulations. Monitoring and analytics. Real-time data monitoring and analysis is done. I gave you already an example about it. So let's move ahead. Risk management. Essential for safeguarding patient safety, quality of care, financial stability, and smooth hospital operations. Involves identifying and assessing and mitigating potential risk and hazards. So risk management helps us identify, assess, and mitigate potential risk and hazards. Promote of culture safety. Risk management encourages a culture of safety within the hospital where staff members are actively engaged in identifying and addressing the potential risk. Ensures legal and regulatory compliance. Effective risk management not only safeguards potential patient safety, but also ensures the hospital compliance with the legal requirements, regulatory standards, and reducing the risk of legal liabilities and financial penalties. Key elements of risk management. Risk identification, risk assessment and prioritization, risk mitigation and control measures, incident reporting and investigation, patient safety initiatives, emergency preparedness, disaster management, continuous monitoring and evaluation, compliance of regulatory requirements, staff training, education, communication and transparency. So these are the key elements of risk management, where first initiates with identifying what are the risks, then assessing the risk and prioritizing the risk, then mitigating and setting up control measures. Then we have to ensure that incident reporting is done in case of that risk occurs or that incident occurs. Once we report an incident, it has to be investigated. The root cause analysis of the incident has to be done. We have to have a detailed investigation where we understand what are the risks involved, why did the incident occur, what are the, you know, to understand what caused the error or what caused the incident. We have to ensure that they are aligned with patient safety initiatives and emergency preparedness and disaster management. Like I told before, it helps us, preparing for emergency situations. Continuous monitoring of the risk, identified risk, and evaluation of the control measures. We have to ensure that control measures are in place and they are continuously monitored. There's compliance with the regulatory body, regulatory requirement, that staff is trained towards that risk. Staff is trained, against the control measures. How that risk just remains the risk and does not convert into an incident. Staff training and education is important, and communication and transparency. So if an incident happens, we have to ensure that it is communicated, it is resolved. Challenges in risk management. Resource allocation. Allocating the necessary resources to address, identify risk, and implement mitigation strategies can be complex task, especially when competing priorities exist in healthcare operation. So see, there is a risk allocation of necessary resource is one of the challenges what risk management faces, because there are other operational tasks ongoing and there are other complex tasks ongoing. So allocating a separate staff is always there is a challenge. complex healthcare environment. The healthcare environment is multifaceted and dynamic, making it challenging to anticipate and address every potential risk. So you may identify certain risks, but identifying all the risks is actually challenging. You can't predict certain risks which the incident may occur. So it is more about, complex. It is because of the complex healthcare environment why it becomes difficult or challenging to anticipate and address every risk. Interdisciplinary collaboration. So effective risk management offers and requires collaboration among different healthcare disciplines and departments, which may present communication and coordination challenges. So it is all about when we say effective risk management, it requires collaboration. Collaboration among different teams, collaboration among consultants, nurses, technicians, paramedics. So it is a teamwork which may present communication and coordination challenges. There can be miscommunications, there can be the coordination's failure. So there can be interdisciplinary collaboration can be one of the challenges. Constantly evolving risk. Risk is healthcare are constantly evolving due to the advances in medical technologies, changing patient demographics and emerging threats. So you have to, necessity is ongoing adaptation of risk management strategies. So you have to ensure that it is continuously changed or, you adapt to the new strategies and new changes for risk management strategies. Ensuring accountability, holding individuals and departments accountable for risk mitigation and incident reporting is vital, but it can be challenging to instill the culture of accountability. See, it is very difficult to incorporate in, staff that there is an error occurred and you have to go and admit the error. It is about building a culture of accountability where they understand that this incident has occurred. We have to go ahead and report the incident. It is, there is always the fear. So you have to ensure that you support the staff, the fear is removed. So, but that is one of the challenges where, the staff always have the fear while reporting the incident. They feel that if they report the incident can go against them. So this is one of the challenges. Interdisciplinary collaboration. So interdisciplinary collaboration, we have already spoken. It involves physician, nurses, healthcare professionals, allied healthcare professionals and administrative staff. It benefits enhanced care coordination, improved knowledge sharing and enhanced patient experience. So collaborating with the team or internal team, interdisciplinary team will definitely help in enhancing the patient experience and of course the clinical outcomes too. Allows for comprehensive care planning. So, interdisciplinary team helps in comprehensive care planning, the decision making and delivery of high quality patient centered care. Interdisciplinary collaboration as a cornerstone of effective hospital operation. See, when we involve an interdisciplinary team for treating a patient, definitely by improving the coordination, you can provide a high quality patient centered care to the patient, which eventually, gives a better outcome for a patient care. Community and academic partnerships. Community partnerships, collaboration with the local organization, public health agencies and social service providers, addressing social determinants of health, supporting health promotions, disease prevention and patient education, facilitating access to resources and support services. The hospital role as a community health advocate. So your hospital plays a role as a community health advocate. They have to ensure they partner with NGOs, they partner with social service providers, they partner with public health agencies. They should address the social determinants of health, supporting the health promotion, disease prevention and patient education. Academic partnerships, it is collaborating with medical schools, nursing programs, research centers, educational organizations, where they promote knowledge exchange, research collaboration and innovation. So whenever there is a research happening with the collaboration, the team is aware about the new researches, the new innovations. So it's about collaborating for academic purpose, access to specialized expertise and professional development opportunities. Contribution to evidence-based decision-making and continuous improvement in hospital operations. So evidence-based decision-making and continuous improvement in hospital. See, it's very you know, very much important that you have an evidence-based decision making. And to have an evidence-based decision making, you have to be up to date about the industry, ongoing industry researches, collaborations. Yes, it also comes with the experience, but it also comes with the new evolvement of a medical healthcare. See, medical healthcare or healthcare evolves every day. Every minute, every second, that I always say this, because every day there is a new technology upcoming, every second there is a new launch of a product, where we need to be up to date about the new, new clinical treatment plans or new clinical facilities, what can improve the patient, care, can improve patient care and clinical outcomes. Strategic alliances, technology and quality improvement collaborators. Strategic alliances with healthcare providers, forming alliances with outpatient clinics, specialty centers, long-term care facilities, streamlining patient flow and improving care transitions, providing integrated care service across healthcare continuum, optimizing resource utilization, enhancing care coordination, and delivering patient-centric care. We have spoken all about this in our previous slides. I'm just reading through it, and let's move to another slide. Technology partnerships, collaborating with technology vendors and solution providers, leveraging healthcare technologies and hospital operations, implementing and integrating digital solutions. See, when there is a new technology, you have to do analysis and you have to adapt the new technology. We have to also understand the cost which is involved in adapting the new technology. We have to also understand about resource, financial sustainability here. So there are a lot of points considering, are to be considered while anything is adapted. A new technology is accepted or adapted, because new technology evolves every day and it definitely comes with a cost, which, and so though it enhances patient care, operational efficiency, data interoperability, but you can't keep on changing your HR system every year. So you have to ensure that though technology partnerships have to be done, so whenever there is an upgrade, your system is upgraded with those new technological evolutions. Quality improvement collaborators, participating in quality improvement networks, sharing best practices and benchmarking performances and collaborating on initiatives. See, we have organizations like CAHO which work towards quality. You know, that's a platform where we share practices, we, understand the benchmark performances, and we collaborate on initiatives for a better quality care. Learning from peers, identifying areas for improvement, and implementing evidence based strategies, enhancing patient safety, clinical outcomes, and operational efficiency. So all these are part of quality improvement collaborations. You have to collaborate with the industry, industry pioneers to understand, to share the best practices. It is not, you have to learn from the industry about the best practices, incorporate the best practices in the organization. So it is quality improvement collaboration what has to happen here. The power of collaboration and driving continuous quality improvement in hospital operations plays a really important role. Thank you.